Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Very much. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Hooters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, all of them, including The Third Ingredient, jimblasingame.com. Andrew Sherman's our guest, our good friend, 22-year member of our Brain Trust. He's done so much over the years to help us understand the legal aspect of business, especially, particularly in the area of intellectual property and franchising and licensing and all that. Andrew, thanks again for all the years. I need a website, please.
www.seyfarth.com. Right. You know, I was thinking this morning as I was having my coffee, how many thousands of hours of free legal advice have I given on the show over the last 22 years? And I started running out of zeros. I was like, I better shut up before my firm fires me for giving it all away.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's been great. We appreciate it very much. And you didn't say anything about how stealthily I got it out of you without you even knowing it. See, so.
That is your art and science, my friend. You are a gift to the small business community, and you know it.
Thank you. So I want you to look out across the out into the horizon, and with your perspective, you're a global advisor to businesses all over the world. You've been doing this now for a long time. You're a teacher of students. You're a chronicler of ideas. What do you see out there? Do you see more headwinds? Do you see more opportunity? Where's the balance?
Well, you know, not to quote our former Federal Reserve chair, but I'm cautiously optimistic. And the reason I throw in the cautiously is, like, let's look at yesterday. Yesterday, you know, Target and Walmart and the big retailers all reported blow-away earnings. And that's great. I mean, I love seeing the rebound and reopening of the retail economy. But as we've talked about for the last 22 years, does that trickle down to Main Street? Does it trickle down to America's small business owner? What does America's small business owner need to do to enjoy the fruits of the retail rebound and the restaurant rebound and the hospitality and travel and tourism rebound? And it faces headwinds. I mean, let's look at average small business owner today. They are deep, deep, deep in a financial hole, notwithstanding PPP, because they've had 18 months of the worst time in their life that they've ever had. Many of them are grossly understaffed and can't get people to come back to work because people are making too much.
They've got opportunity waiting on them, but they can't take advantage of it because they don't have the staff.
Right. There's only a couple of parts of a small business. Your finances and your people are two pretty big components.
That's right.
And if your finances are still, you know, warped and your people aren't coming back to work and you can't recruit, it's pretty darn hard to reopen and recapture, you know, 16 to 18 months of lost revenue. So I do think that the American consumer is going to come back with a vengeance and already has, but I need to see that our small business owners are participating in that rebound and not just watching the bigs.
One of the problems we got, Andrew, that we've got more cash. No one's ever seen the world of Washington cash like it is right now. My bankers tell me they're 5-6x the normal deposits they would have. But if people and people are going to want to spend that money, but they can't actually give it to you if you don't give them something back. And this is where the supply chain is coming in. I mean, the supply chain, in my career, over half a century, I've never seen such a disrupted, such a weak supply chain. What do you think?
Well, supply chain, lack of human capital, messed up financial capital and balance sheets. I mean, those are not formulas for small business success. And, you know, we've got to get past those headwinds in order to see small business benefit. Although, you know, there are some good signs. Like, look, a lot of small business owners sold their products through Amazon and Etsy and other online sites that really thrived. That's all positive. But, you know, the margins on some of that stuff can be tough. And if you have a supply chain issue, it doesn't matter whether you're selling old school or online. Mm-hmm. A supply chain problem is a supply chain problem.
And folks, we're not being naysayers here. We're just pointing out areas that you may need to make sure you focus on. If you don't focus on some of these key areas, like making sure you don't overpromise what you can deliver, making sure that you're paying attention to inflation with your pricing, making sure that you're training your own people rather than trying to hire people already trained. These are things that you're going to have to focus on if you're going to sustain your business. Last thoughts, Andrew.
Oh, right. I'll give you one last example. I mean, apparently the swimming pool industry is on fire right now. Everyone wants to build a pool because they're working from home, but then we can't get chlorine for the pools, so the pools can't open. Like, you know,
or breakers for the pumps.
Your supply chain example is critical, and it's coming up on summer. Everybody's thinking about sitting by the pool, but you can't sit, you can't go into the pool if the chemicals are imbalanced.
Andrew, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thought, Jim, you are an absolute gift to the small business community, and I just want to thank you for 22 years of enjoying being on your show. I know small business owners across the galaxy, including some of those small business owners on planets that only Elon Musk can get us to, are appreciative of all that you've done. So thank you for our friendship. Thank you for your support of small business, and just thank you for being the best damn small business radio host in the world.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate that very much. And, of course, you made it whatever success we've had, you've been a big part of that over 22 years. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, he's the best. Please find his books wherever books are sold. And buy two. You're going to want to give one away. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.